Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in the area. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing incredible. Thank you for asking. new year, new me, everything, you know? Gotta keep positive there.
Good.
Yes, ma'am. And am I speaking with Sally? Is that right?
Yes, I'm Sally.
All right, pleasure to meet you, Sally. So Zion, the gentleman you spoke to earlier just kind of filled me in a little bit here. It seems like you were a previous customer with us before and shows that you're ready to go ahead and restart that service. Is that correct?
Okay. Well, you need to tell me if it's a good thing. So I'm going to explain to you really simple. I had a company named Bright Green Pie, and I loved you guys with that company. You guys, actually, I was so shocked that sometimes when you pull in landscaper at this town, I will pull up right away. So I loved it. Not a problem. I sold that company to someone else, and I started a new company. The new company that I started, I didn't want it associated at all with Green Pie, with the first company, because, you know, I sold it out. I don't want nothing to do with them. And the way you set me up, it just confused the heck out of it, or I don't know how whoever set it up, where anytime you pull up my new company, which is called Spring Creek, everything of Green Pines of the old company will pull up. So when you pull Spring Creek, the old website or the old information of Green Pines, but Green Pines will always pull up. So first of all, I didn't like that I was being associated. Second of all, I didn't want to advertise Green Pines. So I thought that after so many calls, so many changes, because they were also putting the wrong information, Green Pines did certain services that Spring Creek don't longer do anymore. So I finally had it. I canceled it. I didn't want to deal with any of that. We're starting the season again. I need to go. This season that I'm starting right now with a new company, I need to advertise the heck out of it. You guys did so good for me with Green Pines. I know you could do it for Spring Creek, but again, if I'm going to have the same problems where Green Pine's going to pull out when I say Green, you know, Spring Creek, I don't want it. So
I was going to say,
And you state it, you are the most experienced. How can you help me with my new company? What do we need to do where, you know, the old company won't pull out? And I think it's pulling out because it may not even have to do with the people that were helping me. It's just the computer, because of my phone numbers are the same, the computer just somehow connecting them. That's what I'm thinking. So I need someone to figure out how to separate anything I had old with the new.
Okay, I got you. No worries. Well, first off, I want to apologize on behalf of our company with that as well, too. I'm going to get down to the gritty with you. I'm going to shoot right straightforward with you, okay? There's a few things when I hear that happening, there's a few things I'm going to ask just to make sure I clarify on our end here to make sure you are set up for success. All right. Now, the phone number for the old business, is it the same phone number you're using for this business or a different phone number?
It's not the same number. That's the other thing.
Okay.
The old Green Pines, it was really crazy. Somehow, I think that's what could be also be the problem.
Yeah.
Somehow my cell phone was connected to the old company, you know, to contact me, except for when anything pulled up, it had the business number.
Got it.
And I think they could have done that. And my cell phone is still, I'm still using it. And that's where the problem is. But I gave you guys a new number for the company. But somehow there's still my old number, I think, is the one that's creating the problem. I could take out my old cell phone and then just use the new business number for the company. The only thing is that we already kind of messed that up because you guys already have it to connect it to the new company and the old company. I'm thinking it's already in your system.
Don't worry. I already see what's happening here. Okay, so let me pull this book.
Okay.
Yep. On the other one, let's look at the other account. Let's see what happened there. That's so funny how it shows they even changed the number on that one and nada. So that's why. Yeah, so let me look at this one really quick. Stay with me, okay? I'm really looking into this.
You take your time. I'm
okay.
And if I get disconnected because I am in an area where I might be, can I give you a number?
Yeah. What's the best number I can contact you?
630-254-8217.
Okay, got it. All right, so I'll make sure if I lose you, I'll call you back right on that number, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, of course. Okay, so that's the issue right there. That is so wild. And the other company, what was the, the name of it? For some, it was Green.
It's called Green Pines Landscape.
Got it.
So if you could delete that completely for the system, because I mean the guy's not—it's not advertising it or anything—and I no longer have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's recap
this one. So whatever you
have
one. Green Pines under, you know, which is all my numbers and stuff. I mean, I would really, and all my information. I really would like that being deleted, and I think that'll stop all the problems. But I don't know what
you
guys
worry.
Are allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do. Okay.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I got
you.
I'm not going to tell you something I can't do. I'm not going to do that. I want to make sure if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. And it's a relationship we need to build. And in order to have that, we have to have good trust and communication and a strong foundation.
Okay.
That starts with right now. So I got you. All right. Okay. Someone changed. Let me push it up again. Yeah. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. The old account, for some reason, someone switched that business name to the newest business name already. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it back to the old business name. That way they understand that when they click it onto there, it's the old one. It's not yours any further. Okay, and I'm putting notes on that one as well right now, actually, if that's okay with you.
Now, that was a problem, hey?
That is definitely a problem right there. And I will make sure to stay on it myself, too, just to be safe, too.
Okay.
Now, as I'm doing this, though, too, you tell me, I mean, because I know it was a couple months ago, wasn't it, since you were last with us. Is that right?
It's been quite a bit. It's been maybe, I don't know, quite a bit. I think more than 6 months, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly. But, yeah. And then, you know, the other thing, I got in trouble a lot. Like, literally, because my husband and I own the company, and he was just so upset that he will keep pulling up Spring Creek and Green Pines keep pulling up, and I will call and call and never change. So, yeah, I was tormented. So I don't want to go through that anymore.
Okay, I got you. I'm actually assigning some text on this one right now as well, too. Now, I'm giving my word we can definitely fix that part. I'm on it right now. And my next question for you is, you know, for the pricing that you had previously, though, on that package, now, that one was to get your local, well, now it's a little bit changed. So that's getting your local directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and getting on your first page of Google. Of course, you'll have a tracking system, so you can see everything for yourself and an account management team that's open Monday through Friday. Now, you mentioned that you're trying to get as much advertising as possible, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Budget, but tell me how much, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know.
Okay. Yeah. And I want to teach our promises as well too. So don't worry. I just want to make sure I'm throwing this out there. I'm not trying to be a sales guy here. I'm just trying to look out for the company on this one. Where one of our lowest package here that we have at the lowest rate is at $249 month to month. Now that package has a lot of bells and whistles. Like it has everything we just talked about, plus target marketing ads on Facebook. So if you don't have a Facebook business page, we'll develop them for you. And we throw in 100 of those dollars towards your ads already. So you're getting a lot more bang for your buck. And customers that don't reach out to you by looking you up on Google or these other directories, then if they go on their Facebook, that's when those ads will pop up on their screen. It'll kind of give them a little nudge, right? As they, you know, as a reminder, hey, you're looking for these services. Sally's the person to call. Click here. They click on that, it calls you directly as well. So I'm not sure if that's something you might be interested in, but I mean, if you have a Facebook or haven't done it, it does work magic. It really does.
I don't have a Facebook. I don't want to do a Facebook.
Okay.
I'm scared. I'm scared to do a Facebook because once somebody writes something negative, you're doomed.
I see what you're saying.
And like I said, I don't work. It's 200 something is going to be, over 200 is going to be kind of high for me. I'm not ready for Facebook, to be honest.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. I just wanted to make sure I throw it out there just because that does help with, like, you know, just getting that brand exposure in general. So the package I see that you were with previously was $199 month-to-month. And that's the one, that's our local bundle here. Give me one second here. I can approve that so that we could stay like that. Okay.
So that's how much I was paying before?
Yeah, that shows on the $199 here. Let me go back into the other one just in case. That's so weird how it shows the other account like that. It's a whole nother number. It doesn't make sense to me. All right.
You think you could stop that, right? You're
going to
be able to take care of it?
Yeah, I'm even talking with higher ups right now about it to make sure that does not happen.
Okay. This is your business. This is what you do. So you know how it works, okay? I'm ignorant on this. It's just simple as that. Just the same way I'm ignorant on this advertising thing, I'm ignorant in taxes, okay? Other than that, I'm good at my business. We're very good at what we do. You know what I mean? We don't have to be experts in everything. So my question to you, with your job, do you think, because my husband wants to get, because it's a new company, he wants this. Do you think that I should just get out of my fears on Facebook and jump into it? I mean, if I'm already paying almost $200, then I'm not going to be paying much to get into Facebook.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, that's why I wanted to mention that, because it's for 50, I'm rounding here, but like $50 more, you're getting way more out of it, and you're saving money technically. If you're, in case, let's say in the future you did decide to do that, Facebook ads is like, you have to spend $100 at least. So if you did it on your own, you're spending an additional $100 anyway. It's like, wait, why would you do that when you can save the money? You know what I mean? And have a team to run the ads for you. That's amazing.
Okay, and you're thinking that Facebook will get me a account, will give me businesses. You think that's a...
Yeah, definitely. The reason I say definitely on that, because, yeah, it's much more in the customer space, right? They may... I'll give you my personal opinion on this one, okay? So, Sally, if...
Yes, please.
Well, not if. My wife... Okay, first off, I hate Facebook. I know it's a strong word. I'm not a big fan of it. But when it comes to business stuff, it's amazing. It does work magic. Now, prime example is my wife. She, and it's a true story, I tell it to everybody. She goes on Facebook, you know, and a lot. And she loves getting the advertisements, because the advertisements, she's like, oh, I got a nice good little coupon here. Oh, I got a little promotion here. But the thing is, she never calls by clicking on there herself. She actually calls just from her phone right after. That right there says, hey, we still call in. They ask us, hey, how'd you hear about us? Through Facebook. They're like, oh, okay. So as long as you're staying on top of that to keep track of those analytics with it,
okay,
that's better. But it doesn't hurt where you're giving it to or giving your business and brand exposure in a spot where they're going to be, right? It's like handing flyers out at a shopping mall because you know they're going to be there. You're going to buy a billboard on because you know they're going to be driving. This is that new age thing.
Okay. Okay.
Up to
okay,
you.
Then let's just do that. No, it's fine. I'm going to go ahead and try it.
All right. And again, if you definitely wanted to say, hey, John, you know what? This is becoming too much on this one. Let's go ahead and downgrade out or just take it off. You're more than welcome to. Okay.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and do that. Perfect. I'm actually, as we're talking too, our team is working on to clear up these accounts. So I'm glad.
Okay.
And we got to talk about that as well. Now, I'm going to make sure the phone number, did we call you or did you call in?
I called.
Okay. The number that you called, was it the 877 number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just want to make sure you have our direct line.
Yes. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. And I appreciate that you're giving me that information because it was so hard to get a hold of anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the direct line?
Okay, so that 877 number is the same one you called in with. My extension is 3736.
Okay, so that's extension 3776?
Yeah, 3736. So 3736.
Okay. Can you give it to me again? It's just we're moving now, and I lost you.
Oh, okay, yeah. 3736.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I have your extension. Okay.
All right, perfect.
So for now on, I will be dealing with you then?
No, from the perspective of this, like anytime it comes to your package, pricing, things like that, talk to me. I can put those promotional rates for any other package that you want to go ahead and upgrade to if you ever did, or if you want to downgrade, want to make sure you get the best price. You're never paying normal rate. Now, when it comes to Facebook or it comes to a website or any of these things, just it's voice activated. Just say website, client support, billing, Facebook. The team will be available for you Monday through Friday to get things running for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, so let me go ahead, and it says that it is all set, so let me switch it up now. Boom. Perfect, the other one's gone. All right, and these guys are on it. I love it. Okay.
Now,
so,
what I had there on Spring Creek, I need to redo, or I'm going to go back in there and see what's there, okay? And who do I talk to make changes?
So when you call that number without the extension part, just say Facebook.
Okay.
Or just the team will always be available for you there. If they're busy, they always will contact you within the first 24 hours. We've changed things up a lot since you've been gone.
okay.
If for any
reason.
So would
they contact me to set up the Facebook or?
Yeah. I've set that up with you right now, actually. So it takes not even 10 minutes here. I just want to make sure I have all the keywords, just the bare essentials to make sure your Google listing is going to be set. We'll set up a technician day for them to call you to introduce themselves to you. Okay. Go over finer details of your Facebook. Go over finer details website, everything like that as well. Now, do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance? Yeah.
I'm sorry? If you need to talk to me tomorrow, because I have the things that I want to advertise the things that we do. I don't want to advertise anything else, so I have a list of the items that we want to advertise.
Perfect. I love how you're straightforward. You know what you want. You know how to advertise it. That's what we're asking for.
Yes.
So they're going to look forward to this one. Trust me. Okay. So tomorrow, what time would work best for you for them to give you a call, though? Would it be morning or evening?
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock will be good. And then I'll have, like I said, I'm going to work on it tonight, have everything that I want. And then tomorrow, 10 o'clock works for me. And then I'll make sure I have it in my hand. And,
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, and I want to confirm a few things here. So, Sally, Am I pronouncing, or not pronouncing, am I spelling this correctly? S-A-L-L-Y?
Yes.
Okay, and get their last name correctly. I can, I'm gonna mess this up, sorry, ahead of time. Pedroza?
Yes.
Okay. So, P-E-D-R-O-Z-A. Is this the best email? We have it on file, though. It's springcreekland@gmail.com. Is that the best email?
Yeah, I don't want to be mixing anything up, but yeah, that'll be fine. That's
okay.
A good one.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email right now. I'm going to set this technician call. I'm going to send it to that. Give me 1 second. Okay. Pound. And that way you have another form of contact for me through my email. That's probably the best way to contact me, though, because it is a call center. So
perfect.
If I'm on a call, you can email me. I can look at it and respond quickly, manner. And that way we would take care of you from there, okay?
Okay.
The phone number, I'm going to have them call is the one that you previously gave to me, the 630-254-8217. Is that the good one for them to call you on?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and set that up. I'm sending this over to you right now. Let me know once you got it. Coming from JSEO@localsplash.com.
Okay, good. Yeah, send me that email. And then how are we going to work on this website? Are you guys, do we use what I did myself? Or I kind of wanted you guys to guide me on that and help me with that website.
Okay, so the one I have on file, let's see it, the springcreekland.net. Is that the right one?
Yeah, that's okay. What I did, but I wanted kind of fix it. I don't know if on your website, you know, you guys allow me for people like on the website for people to contact me directly, you know, things like that.
Sure. Okay, so a couple things for websites. Now, I'm going to really help you out here, okay? Because I didn't see that you were being charged. We do usually charge extra for websites. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that there's not going to be additional charge on this, okay? Since we're giving, you're giving us a shot, giving us a trust on here, I want to make sure we make this happen for you, okay?
Okay,
so,
thanks.
All right. Now, for the website, we would have to develop a website for you. You use the same domain name so you're not confusing your customers. That way our team can actually work on that website. We no longer edit websites that's already been built unless we did it, right? The reason for that is we can't make promise. We couldn't fulfill our promises. And I think that's like us looking out more for you than our own selves because, you know, normally it'll take a day or 20 minutes and then all of a sudden we're trying to figure out how to work that system. So that's the only issue.
No, I'm good with you guys doing the website. And we don't have to touch mine at all. We could leave mine on the side.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I want to make sure of that.
I actually like that better. Yeah, I want you guys to do the website.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to put that in the notes for you. Now, I do have the business name as Spring Creek Landscape, Inc. The address, is this correct then? Is it the 485 St. Charles Road or St. Charles Road?
No.
I can't pronounce it. Okay. What do we got?
No. And that's another thing. Take that out. Completely out.
Okay.
I don't want like a... How do I say? Do I need to say? Can I just say a town? Do I need to say the whole address?
Oh, great question.
It's a shop. We don't.
That's okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna put it like this: to get this new business verified, and we do things by the book, right? So Google requires to have a physical address to get verified. It does not mean you have to show it to the public. We can show just the town, the area, perfectly fine. It's completely optional on that.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Which address are we going to use? Midas Violet? Okay, so I do have an address for you.
Okay.
So it'll be 1170 Sandpiper Court. And that's in Bartlett, Illinois. And if you need a zip code probably, right, because I don't have one.
Okay, hold on. No, yeah, zip code. What is that?
I'm going to have to look it up. Second.
Am I spelling this? Is it Sandpiper?
I'm trying to pull it up.
Okay. Oh, I think I got it, actually. 60103.
Okay. Okay, so you got it?
Yes, I got it.
No worries. Okay,
yep.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, give me a second. I'm working on a few things, too, just clearing things up as I go here. hope you don't mind.
No, you're fine.
Okay, there we go. All right, next part. So what I'm going to do here is make sure we go over a few bare essentials. It takes like 5 minutes here, okay? Now, you're not married to this.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right. No, I just want to let you know. Anything we go over here, you can always change and modify it, and our team could do it for you. Don't have the additional headache of doing it yourself. You can, but I'll put it like this. You're paying for the service, utilize our team, okay? Now, as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google? I mean, I see on your website Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Do you want to keep it like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the way for customers to contact you, what phone number would you like them to contact?
That will be the business number, and I'll give it to you in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, that's 331-243-6486.
All right, I'm going to repeat that back just in case. Yeah, 331-243-6486.
Yes.
All right. And then this package, just letting you know, can go up to 50 miles out if you ever need it to. You can narrow things down to specific counties, zip codes, whatever from there. Did you want to use all 50 miles every direction, or do you want to keep it a little more condensed? You tell me.
And in regards to the miles that we do work on, let's say we're starting in Bartlett. They're talking about 50 miles all the way in Bartlett.
Correct.
Or we could give a specific tip or town.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we're going to do 50 miles.
Okay. And you can always, again, like I said, you can always change it. Yep.
Yeah. We feel we need to add a town or something, we need to change it, we'll do that.
All right. And
so
then
let's just start with the 50 miles.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card?
We want to do, we could either do Zelle, we could do credit card, and we could do cash, and we could do check.
All right. Perfect. And then for the next part, I do have to ask this part. Is your business licensed or insured?
Both.
Okay, perfect. And for the Facebook business page, now we want to make sure you see everything for yourself because, again, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers, okay? So if they reach out to you on Facebook, just make sure you're ready for that, okay? Now,
yeah,
we do. Facebook actually requires that you have to have at least a personal page in order to see all those things. Now, we won't look at anything or have anything in association with your personal page, just making your Facebook business page. So we'll be a manager on that. Okay. So just make sure you're ready for that. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. No. Not yet. Tomorrow time. I don't have a personal. Well, I guess I do. I just don't know all the information of it, but I could try to find it. Like, I guess I do have a personal, my husband and I together have a personal page. But like you said, so we have a personal page, and then how do you create the business page then?
We develop it for you. So just make sure you have that handy for them. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, they're going to take care of you.
You know
I told
what? I'm glad you're telling me that. I'll make sure I'll have that information for my personal one.
Beautiful. All right. And then the next part here is for your bread and butter, okay? So as far as the services you want to be found for, right? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but just name a few things so that way our team, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to know everything about your company, how they can help, and maybe even have some more different advice for other keywords that might help you be found more easily by your customers. But what would be some of those services that you definitely want to be found for no matter what?
Okay, so we want to be known for landscaping, planting design. Okay. And then that will be, I'm going to go with the land. Let's do the landscaping, planting design. And with that landscaping, planting design, I wanted to, you know, I'm going to give you what I have. So, so I'll be landscaping, planting design. And I also have brick, paver, patio, and driveway. So brick, paver, patios, and driveway. And then drain solutions.
Solutions, okay.
And then we want to do MUDJAC. But with the word MUDJAC, we wanted them, because a lot of people don't know what MUDJAC, so MUDJAC is concrete lifting. And then the concrete lift.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you do MUDJAC, concrete lifting, and after that, we want to say concrete lifting, sidewalks, patios, and driveways.
Okay, so hold on. So concrete lifting.
So the concrete lifting, sidewalk, patios, and driveways.
Patios.
And then if you could go back to the landscaping information, I need to add sod. New sod.
Okay,
install sod. New sod.
Okay, perfect.
So I guess it's called sod installation.
Yeah, I was just going to put that right now, actually. All right.
Okay. Okay. Boom. And then also, I'm sorry, one more. Retaining wall.
Oh, beautiful. Yep.
Yeah. And mulch. And then that should be pretty right basic. Mulch, yeah. I just,
okay.
You know what? I'm glad I got it now, and I'm glad you're typing it all in so I don't get all confused tomorrow.
Yeah, no, they're going to bring it up tomorrow as a double down to make sure if you wanted to add something or take things off, they can do that for you. But again, I always want to make sure they know what is this company, you know, how can we help and everything from there as well, too. So
perfect.
I got your back.
Yeah.
All right. You're most welcome. Okay. Now, the next part we're going to do, I'm going to send this over. So give me a second. Boom. I just want to make sure they see all the notes there. Okay. We're looking good. I'm going to go ahead and send this right now. Next part is a protection for you, okay? This is where everything's going to be recorded. I'm going to put the pricing in there, too, so that way your grandfathered in. Never going to move up, okay? I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. So try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for, all right? But without further ado, I'm going to hit record. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Spring Creek Landscape, Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Sally Pedrosa, owner.
All right. And, of course, that means you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause on that for just a second. I want to make sure you're well-protected, okay? Now, from the previous time, we had a security question that we had set up there. And we can't really change it on there, so I just want to make sure it's still the same. What you chose before was, what's your mother's maiden name? Do you remember what you put for that answer?
Yeah, Vasquez.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to keep that the same. We will never give out that answer. We will only ask that security question. That's a huge red flag if they do, okay? All right, just making sure you're protected.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to continue.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. I know there's a little hesitation there. Pretty much just saying, hey, listen, we're not going to do something without your permission, but we can't read your mind either. So please let us know if there's anything that we need to add additional. That way we can make those modifications for you. All right, I'm going to continue.
Okay.
Yep. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 31st in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 31st of every month in the same amount of $249. So it's recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I provided for you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to his renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Just as promised, want to make sure you're protected on everything there, okay?
Yes.
We're almost done here. So on the card that we're using today, Sally, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial on there?
No, this is, it says Spring Creek. It's a Spring Creek account.
Okay, so it's a business card. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, perfectly fine. And then the billing address for that, though, what would that address be?
The building address for this is 3221 Deer Street, Woodridge, Illinois, 60517.
Okay, 60517. Okay, so I'm going to I'm horrible at spelling, so don't laugh too hard. Deer as in D-E-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, just making sure. And then what type of payment method are we using? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4802. 0981-5810-6126.
Okay. And the expiration date?
0528.
All right. And last but not least, the security code?
261.
Perfect. Now, before I process any payment on this, now you know I'm not lying. Like, we got you a really nice promotional rate here. I want to make sure I refresh it like 4 times just to make sure it stays
okay.
That way in our systems here.
Okay.
Okay. And we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice.
Okay.
So you should receive a text or an email on here. Let me know whichever comes first. Refresh on my side here. Make sure the account looks good. Promised. Okay, everything is looking good
okay. Except
for the phone number. I want to put your phone number for that part there.
The number, the business number, the 331, I don't have it with me, but I did get an email.
Okay, as long as you can get that email, then I'm glad.
Yeah. So there's an invoice. I did get an email with that invoice. Do you need anything from me?
Yes.
Oh,
I just want to make sure you see that.
The subscription.
Yes.
Okay.
And in there, there's going to be the breakdown of everything we discussed. You'll even see that there's when it goes to the Facebook area, you'll see 100 of those dollars is going towards your ads already for you, as promised, okay? Now, there are other packages that are listed in there as short descriptions, just to give you a heads up on there. If you need to upgrade or anything of that nature, please let me know. I don't want you paying the normal rate, okay? You'll always be grandfathered in at this promotional. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that. So, any of this say that you guys will help me with the website? Oh, here it is, Mindset Custom Website. Okay.
Correct. Now, and that website, this is me doing a favor for you, so you're not being charged for extra stuff or anything for this. Just make sure you like communicate with our team. Okay. I'll just put it like that.
okay.
So tomorrow's a very important phone call. Make sure if you have to reschedule or anything like that, let us know. They'll help you to accommodate for that. But at the same time, have things ready if you can, right? Pictures, videos.
Yeah. No, I will.
Things like that. Okay. All right. Perfect.
Yeah, I will.
At the bottom there's two check boxes that everyone misses. Like, it's so small. Just got to click those, and then you're going to type in your first and last name and let me know where it takes you next, and that's the last thing we need to do.
Okay, so I already checked up on those, and it says to sign in. It says click and type your name. Okay, so I'll just type my name then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then confirm signature. Okay.
Perfect. And it should take you to, like, a login or something.
Yeah, it does take me to a log, but the log, what do I do?
Okay, so nothing. That just shows me that you did it right. Tomorrow, our technician team, that's your tracking system, by the way. So tomorrow, they're going to go over that with you, give you the login and password, so they can show you how to maneuver through your tracking system to see your calls, keep track of the analytics for your keywords. You could even update your website through this thing. Okay, that's how easy it is. So, they want to definitely make sure you're able to do so. But I'm going to say this. Sally, welcome back to the family here. I think this is going to do very well. I just triple check on everything to make sure that it's not popping up the other account either. So it should be just your company at Spring Creek Landscape. Okay. So, you're taken care of. I will, if you need anything on there, you can email me too. But I will try to call in with our team tomorrow just to make sure that, we introduce ourselves to you. But if I get stuck on a call or stuck in a meeting, they will still call you and ask that security question too. Okay?
Okay, not a problem. And I'll definitely be ready, for them with, with the pictures that I might have. And I'm sure they'll be able to provide some pictures for me, right, if I don't have what I'm looking for.
Correct, yes. But, again, be open with them about that so they know what to do. My last question is, there is another number that was, on file before, so I just want to make sure if I need to delete that completely as well, too. It was ending with a 9225.
Yeah, you could, delete that.
Delete that one. All right, cool. Making sure. That was the last thing I saw. All right, perfect. We're all set here. All right, congratulations, Sally. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
thank you for your help. I appreciate it. I hope I'm hoping this will be perfect and it'll give me lots of business.
All right. I'm rooting
thank
for you,
you
and everything too. I'll be watching the sidelines here. Okay.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.